This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
It's Friday, people. Oh, baby. Do I love a Friday? Welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Bumper one to go out with Jane Kennedy.
Yippee-yi-yay, it's Friday.
Yeah. Ready
to hit the town.
Well, again, I think you went early, didn't you? You were out last night.
I was out.
We'll get to the bottom of that in just a minute. Clown of the Week will be firing up as per usual. Get involved. Who's made a bit of a dick of themselves this week? Hi, Dave.
How dare you?
Yes.
Hey, wow. We haven't heard Hugh Hefner's name for a while.
Hugh Hefner, well, that's because he's dead.
Yeah, well, his bedroom items are about to go up for auction.
Jeez, break out the luminol.
And I've got the list. Thought I might read some out.
Are we going to fire in a bid?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we get something?
Okay, let's. Wow. Why don't we?
All right.
Sounds like a good idea. Hey, Limo's coming in as well. Limo. We love seeing Limo, especially on a Friday.
We do indeed. We'll have a week in review because it is that very time to do the review.
Brilliant.
We've had a fake tan accident here at the office.
Well, it's no. It's like I don't think it's been an accident.
It's an accident.
You've called it one.
Looks like working with a female Ricardo Montalban.
I saw Whitney's one girl taking her fake tan off in the as I walked through sales.
How do you do that?
She had some wet ones, wipes out, and she was, just must have gone too far.
You know why? Because it's the Christmas party tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Are you going, Jane?
I don't know.
Dave?
As I said,
I'm going, yeah.
You're going to cut one from the herd?
No, I'm going to have two beers for the night. That's it. I'm going to drink responsibly.
That's rubbish.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it's rubbish.
See. That's my plan initially. Right,
you're going dressed as Elvis?
Yes.
I
want you to go bonkers.
I can't.
I want you to go bonkers.
I was told by Jill, one of our producers, that she had to insert cardboard in a certain area of your body.
She did.
Help you with.
Hey, I'm intrigued.
You turn that music down now.
Was it your bot?
No, it was the...
Was it the front part? Because it's a bit sheer.
Well, it is very see-through. I had to wear footy shorts underneath. But it was the collar. Because it was a bit flappy, because Elvis has the big collar up the back. So a bit of cardboard would make it stiff so it sits up.
You're leaving this a bit late, aren't you? Did you fix your wig?
I had to buy another one.
You had a wig that looked like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, it was more
than Elvis.
I thought it was sort of Red Foo style from LMFAO. But I got a new wig. So
stolen anything today, Dave?
What do you mean?
Have you stolen anything at all?
I didn't steal anything.
No, you aided and abetted our boss.
It's up now.
Yeah.
We have put up a picture.
I caught you red-handed again.
You and Fitzy.
I'm a detective.
Stealing a lawnmower.
Wasn't stealing. He was given the lawnmower from the
ego. He wasn't given it.
Ego.
He seconded it.
Well.
It's like on the docks. When a container comes through and the big brass turn up and go, we'll have one of those.
Let's just say
that one went missing.
Mm. And wasn't happy next with thing me either.
What?
I'm in trouble from Fitzy.
Why?
As soon as he came into work, you're in trouble. You come to my office. This was a secret. So we weren't supposed to tell anyone.
You threw the boss under the
bus. He's filthy about it.
But there was a big fat lawnmower sitting in the front of his office next to us.
Yeah, that's
clear as a bell.
Wasn't hard to trace the steps.
Yeah. Anyway, he's got the Rock Patrol. He's taken the staff car home because it can't fit in his car.
Okay, well now you have to.
Now he's stolen a vehicle as well.
Give us the plates. And if you see it out there,
Dr. Dan.
Report it.
And win a lawnmower.
What's he in? He's
in the Rock Patrol. The big.
He's loaded the lawnmower into a Rock Patrol and left the station.
Yes.
So the Rock Patrol is going to be for his personal use.
For personal use for the lawnmower because he can't fit it in his car.
Well, he's violating every kind of code.
He can do what he wants.
No, he can't.
Well, not according to our contracts here.
This is like Wall Street. It's like one of those big. This is like a Bear Stearns, but Triple M. What did you do last night?
I went out to a 90th birthday celebration of a famous restaurant in Melbourne.
Okay.
Called Florentino.
Yes.
I was a guest of girlfriend Angie.
I know that because I was receiving pictures at about
from Jane.
Past 12 last night.
You get to the stage and then I go, quick, let's get a selfie. I'm going to send this to Mick.
Hilarious.
Mind you, I
was at home preparing for the show. I was at home trying to work out a rundown,
doing research.
The order, and I start getting belted around the ears for selfies.
If a bomb went off in that restaurant last night, there would be no TV shows involving chefs.
Oh, no kidding. Big
no,
hitters.
There was Manu.
Oh.
There was Matt Preston, Colin Fassbitch.
Matt Preston's not a chef.
Oh, well, he was on MasterChef. I mean,
he's not a
chef. People in food.
He doesn't have a restaurant.
Stop it. You've got an in for Matt ever since he took over from you.
Was he wearing his beads? Was he wearing his beads?
No, he was cravatted up and he looked very good. Yeah. Karen Martini was there. Scotty Pickett.
Well, these
Guy Grossi.
So what is it, like a secret meeting? What were you doing there?
Why what do you mean? There? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, you're not in that. That crowd.
I'm a heavy hitter.
You're a foodie. You're an amateur. You're on my side of the fence.
How dare you?
You don't make a living from it.
I am not on your side of your any fence.
You are like a stalker. You know, you're like a groupie. Were you there like a groupie? Hi, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I got Matt's cravat.
Do you think that's how I speak when
yeah,
I meet people?
I do.
Oh, then you don't know me well at all, do you?
Oh, my God.
Jane's a cookbook author, though.
So he's a four-time...
It's Manu.
Four-time cookbook. No, Manu did that to
me. Manu, make me a ragu.
Manu said, Jane.
Wow.
Come and stand next to me. Give me a cuddle.
Oh, now, listen, that what? Stuff will get him in trouble.
What yeah. stuff will get him in trouble?
Did he say, come over here and give me a cuddle?
Of course not.
Didn't he?
Was George Columbaris there?
No, he wasn't. No, he was well missed.
But they had lots of security in case he did turn up. He's a punchy little fella.
Listen.
He is. You know he is.
You, next time you're going to go to one of his restaurants, just don't ask him to cook the food for you. What do you do? Where have you? I know.
You
were cranky again when you came to the office.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Really?
We'll talk about it later. But if one thing in the world I hate, it's queuing.
I know.
And I've spent half the day queuing.
Terrible. Yeah. Okay, let's come back for Clown of the Week.
You bet.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the Week.
Right, well, there's been a late entry. Now, you in the opening break, you just talking about our boss, Fitzy, who's seconded one of the rock patrols and put a stolen mower in the back from the prize cabinet and is making his way home. Now, we may have suggested keep your eye open for him.
So I get a text in between that Mumford & Sons song playing from Fitzy going, people are beeping me.
We've got him on the line now from the rock patrol. Fitzy, are you there?
I've got my lawyers looking into this.
So you're driving along, you're in the Rock Patrol. This is good promotion for the... Yeah. Hey, can you do some... So you're getting a bit of treatment out there, mate?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I think they're just sort of more just waving, wanting to know what Mick Malloy's really like and wanting an icy cold can of Coke. I don't think they're beeping.
That's what you need to do. Yeah. You need to stop and start handing out some Mariah Carey CDs and an icy cold can of Coke. Do it. You need to know this business from all angles.
It's disappointing. Disappointing to say the least.
Good luck, Fitzy.
Good luck, Fitzy. Yeah. Who are you going to get to mow your lawns? It'll be Dave.
Bring the whippersnapper over and help me, Dave.
All right. Good on you, mate. Well done, Fitzy. Right. And again, Dave threw you under the bus. We just went with it.
Oh,
there it is.
Yeah. All right. Now, we've already headed off into Clown of the Week.
But if you see Fitzy beeping.
Give him a beep. He'll beep back. The sport of darts gets a beep.
This is a clown.
Yes, yep. Because...
Sport of Kings rocked.
By farting controversy.
By Fartgate. And it was a fart that was heard around the world in the darts community. And we didn't know who to blame it on, although there was one Dutch guy involved, which makes me think, I'd probably lean that way. We've got them at the most extraordinary post-match press conference I've ever seen. I've never heard this discussed before, but discussing who let one rip. Did he who smelled it dealt it?
Just spoke to Wesley, and he said that it was smelly on the stage.
I thought Wesley had farted on stage.
No. Well, I think he thinks you did it.
You can put your finger up Lars, there'll be no smell there. It was bad.
And he thought it was you.
Oh, no. Usually if I fart on stage, I s*** myself. And you know that, because I've told you in a documentary, ain't scared to... If I'd farted that smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go, sorry, I need to get off.
So who was it then?
But it was table side. And it was eggs, rotten eggs.
Not from you.
Not from me.
I love the way he said, if I had done it, I would have put my hand up and said, sorry. Oh, that was bad, wasn't it?
What a controversy. What a controversy a particular sport, and that's...
And it happened to be darts. That was great.
There
all right.
Goes. I loved it.
Next right. clown of what? The week. The bunch of schoolies on the Gold Coast.
What'd they do? All of them? Or
no, these people were on their second night, these kids on the second night in schoolies, and they overloaded... an elevator.
Oh, no.
And this is the consequence. All this right. is how they explained it.
Cramped, confused, and in a free fall. Oh! This is how four mates from the Sunshine Coast spent their second night of schoolies in Surfers Paradise.
I can't f***ing breathe!
I think we may have possibly overloaded the elevator and it's kind of not working at the moment.
The brakes actually failed in the process and lowering the elevator, so it's caused us to drop from level 8 to the basement.
If it's full, don't get in. There's a reason why there's limits on lifts.
If you get stuck in an elevator, don't scream. Just have a good time. Like, you're going to survive.
There's the
leader. There's the leader. Every group has a leader.
Oh, one thanks border. For that.
How is good? That's not the stupidest thing I've ever seen at school this week. Big hello. I've got to send a cheer to all the toolies out there.
Aww.
Have fun. Get up there. Get
Be nice.
You know.
Yeah,
nice. No, nothing too
crazy. Serious.
But at schoolies week, there's so many things that could go wrong. Yeah. This couple, I think, are my favourite for all time. And Maverick, I'd love to catch up with them
yes.
now. It's from a couple of years ago when the proposal was made.
This couple have only known each other for a fortnight. Now they're engaged.
This is serious. This is serious. She's my baby girl forever. And I've asked her to be the thing that I cherish the most for life.
He got down on one knee while she was stuffing her face with a kebab. And it was so beautiful.
That's nice, so romantic.
Yeah.
I love to hear the vows. Do you take me to be your thing?
Please accept this kebab as a sign of my love forever.
What's kebab? Is that 20 years? 25 years?
Could
diamond,
be.
Diamond yeah. kebab, burger.
Depends if it's a wooden stick.
Yeah. Fish finger.
Beef or chicken.
Yeah.
Beef or chicken. All right, so you're getting the idea. Okay, we've got, no, let's go to take some calls. Let's
okay.
take some calls. 1-3-3-5-3. We'll come back and we'll take some calls.
We've got plenty
and we'll give you
more.
Some more. Oh, we got plenty in the tank.
Yeah. Great prizes too. They're ring through now.
Oh, yeah, what are they,
if there's
Dave?
Any left.
Are they all in your lounge room?
PlayStation 4. We've got some Bordley
you
wine.
You tried to not give that away yesterday, didn't you?
I was going to give it away to a call I thought deserved it. That's all I thought. But we gave it away. One to go soon. Clown of the week.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Clown of the week time, 1-3-3-5-3 to get involved.
I think it's fair to say this has been the week of the Shih Tzu joke.
How dare you?
Well, I don't know, mate.
Who are you clowning?
Well, I'm clowning you for a start.
For what?
Because, well, there was an incident involving you and telling your Shih Tzu joke and who's the rightful owner of
don't
it.
Don't give away the punchline.
I'm not giving away the punchline. Well, let's hear what happened, shall we, the first time that we brought it up.
A Shih Tzu cross Maltese that keeps climbing our 8-foot fence.
Oh,
he can climb the fence.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Jeez, that is, isn't it? And is that going to cause problems for neighbours?
Oh, it does. Yeah, constantly.
What is a Shih Tzu, Danny?
It's an ugly looking little thing.
No, it's a zoo with no animals.
It snorts and grunts.
Oh, Danny, you surely have heard that joke before.
Oh, yeah. Danny, well done. What are you saying? It's an old joke.
Danny didn't give that joke the respect it deserved, did he?
He
just kept forging on.
It's a blue chip joke.
Yes, but I don't know if you were the first one to say
I'm the first one to probably do it properly.
Well, that's...
To execute it.
That I won't debate. Well, it was Eddie McGuire originally.
Yeah.
And
king of the jokes.
Yeah, well, king
that
of the Fitch.
Edward Scissorhands with a joke.
I'm not sure.
Unless it's 50 years old.
I'm not sure he had it right, though.
Yeah.
Here's Eddie giving it a bash.
What do you call a zoo with only one dog in it?
I'm not sure.
Mm. A Shih Tzu.
Never one dog.
One dog? Is it with no animals? Can you do it again?
Yeah, well, there's also Mick and Ed together.
Oh, really?
Oh, here we go, okay. The old combo.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Veteran Shih Tzu judge.
I'm sorry?
Pat Moore. Shih Tzu. Do you know what a Shih Tzu is, Ed?
I do, yeah. It's a zoo with one dog.
So a couple of things there. It's a zoo with no animals. And I'm setting it up,
you
dude.
Set it up so you
I'm setting myself
get to
up.
Do the
You're supposed to bat it back
tag.
Across the net, Ed.
Yeah.
Let's soak it up and do a lap of honour.
Eddie had another crack, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tanya, did you hear about the zoo that only had one dog in it?
No.
Yeah, it was a Shih Tzu.
So you had another crack when Will Anderson was in the other day.
We'll get to Will Anderson in
Will
just
we?
A minute.
Yeah,
yeah, but what we were on air.
Yes.
And I
handed it up to
right,
you.
That's right.
Because I'm a very good partner.
Yeah. All right. Well,
let's have a listen how I gave it to you.
You need to be a black belt. You need to have years of training before you attempt the Shih Tzu joke.
Right.
Trust me, it looks easy, hard to execute.
Didn't you used to have a Shih Tzu? Seriously.
Okay, are we doing
Go on.
Do it. I didn't have one, but I went to one once. It's a zoo with no animals.
I think, though, there is only going to be one master of the Shih Tzu joke on the Triple M network.
No, no, that's not true. Yes. I made claim to that.
You make claim to
do.
It.
It's hard to do.
It is hard to do.
Show me someone who can do it.
Let me just hand it over to our good mate, Maddie Johns.
From this morning.
Can I start with a joke today?
Oh, hang on.
Can I start with a joke? What's a Shih Tzu? It's a dog. It's a zoo with one dog.
It is.
It's a zoo with no animals. But listen to me.
Because zoos don't have dogs.
Maddie Johns, I'll give him a pass. Yeah. I'll give it a go. You know who brought those in?
Mm. Yes. Who's the right one to be clowned?
Well, the one attempting to ridicule me was Will Anderson.
All right, clown him.
You know what? I'd like to see Will Anderson attempt the Shih Tzu joke.
Yes, all right.
I'd like to see him try that. Okay. At his cushy opera house gig in front of 5,000 people when he's doing his lap of honour to the converted.
Right. All right.
Let's see a pal. The open class. Can you get one off? Try one in the hot breakfast. Good luck in that environment.
He'll squash that into his repertoire.
It'll beat him to it. The old zoo with one dog.
Makes no sense.
Climb down out of your ivory tower, Anderson, and see if you can pull off the Shih Tzu joke. High degree of difficulty, as I said, you need to be a giant.
You can sort it out, you boys. Hey, there's someone else on the line who wants to clown someone. This is Michael. Hi, Michael.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. Who do you want to clown?
Mick, I can't believe you missed this one, but the Canadian curling team.
I didn't miss it. I got it.
All that work to go out and represent your country, they go out and have a big night on the froffies and they get barred from the competition.
That's insane,
in Germany.
Isn't it?
They should join up with the darts team and then drop a few lager bombs. Hey, that's unbelievable.
It really
is. They got drunk and they were swearing and curling. It's a pretty quiet sport.
And
busted their brooms.
Oh. But they're a professional curling team, yes?
Yeah, the Canadian curling team.
Good
and the Canadians are pretty good at it. No, I like that a
good lot.
Thank
well you, Michael. Hey, William.
How you going, Mick? How you going, James?
Yeah, really good. Anyone you want to clown?
Yeah, the that American missionary who went to North Central Island to bring Christianity to them and they killed him.
So I'm going to go with you on this. When has that ever been any good? And you're right. They're an island of Stone Age people and you're told, don't go there. Mm. Leave them
alone.
We're
quite happy doing our pagan worshipping or whatever we do.
He's gone, no, I'm going to convert them to old Jesus. And got out of the boat and whackety whack whack.
Is that what happened, William?
They said, don't go there because I don't understand English. You go, yeah, nah. And they go, don't go there because they'll kill you. And he's like, yeah, nah. And then they're like, don't go there because of your germs on your body and skin. He's like, yeah, nah. And next minute, he's gone.
Showing the door. Wait to check, please. Come and pick up the body.
Ridiculous.
I have no issue with that. Give him a prize.
What should I give him? You guys want to pick? I mean,
what about the Brick Lane?
Anything you haven't stolen.
Brick Lane beer?
Yeah, you've got the base lager.
From base
excellent.
Lager.
Yeah, Brick Lane.
It's almost time for a Brick Lane.
Ooh, I think it is too. Yeah. All right. Whitney?
All right.
133353. We've got plenty of clans to get through. If you want to join in the conversation, do it right now.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week, 133353.
Phones are ringing off the hook about the Shih Tzu joke.
Really Shih Tzuing me.
Let's be clear, I'm the only one who's executed it properly.
Yes.
So far, apologies to Matty Johns, who's a very funny man, but he's stumbled at the final. Ed's had three cracks at it and it hasn't worked out. Even trampled me in my attempt to execute it. Maguire, stay in your lane. You don't see me trying to host a millionaire, do you?
No, you don't. Maybe, that would be a disaster, maybe, right, honestly.
Maybe if the... maybe Ed would be good at it if the joke was multiple choice. Is the Shih Tzu A... A zoo with no animals. B.
A zoo with one dog. C.
Leave it to the professionals. And again, Will Anderson, if you think you're up to it, love to hear you attempt to slip it in, get it going. I'd love to hear a recording somewhere of you falling apart, trying to pull off the perfect 10 out of 10, which is the Shih Tzu.
Shall we go to Travis? Because he's got an annoying question.
Oh, geez.
Hello, Travis.
How you going?
Yeah, what's up, Travis? What do you want to say?
Well, I think you said there's no dogs at the zoo.
Yes.
Don't tell me a dingo. That doesn't count.
No. An African wild dog.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but if you have to explain that, you don't associate...
It's too convoluted. It's not like a Labrador, is it?
Travis, you don't throw frisbees down at the zoo.
You don't. I'm not going to go to a zoo to see a dog.
Travis, so just for the joke to work, you have to make an immediate connection. I can't believe we're discussing this shit through joke.
You're analysing a joke.
But when you think of zoos, Travis, you think of the big five, don't you? You think of the elephant.
You do.
You think of the giraffe. You don't go, oh, yes, I think there's an African dog in there.
How interesting. Can't wait to see that.
It's not the quickest way to execute the shit
But thanks
joke.
For your call,
but
Travis.
Give him a prize.
Yeah, prize pack coming to Travis. Thanks for ringing through. 133353. Oh,
good on you, Travis. Thank you. Now, just stay away. You're all amateurs. All right. Don't attempt the Shih Tzu joke at home.
Okay, I do want to clown you, Mick.
Never fool.
There's quite a few clownings for you this week, isn't there? For mixing up two Robin Williams movies. When we were discussing with Adam Spencer.
It's an easy target. You're better than this.
No. We're discussing with Adam Spencer a very famous scene in Good Will Hunting with a mathematical combination on the blackboard. Let's go back in memory and listen to this. One of the problems I see here, it says the Good Will Hunting problem.
Yes.
Is that based on the problem on the blackboard?
Yeah, yes. The guy
teacher,
gets
my
up.
My captain.
Yeah.
I think that's Dead Poets Society.
Never mind. His IQ is below 70.
74. I haven't seen you down at the meetings for Mensa either, by the way.
Oh, I don't need to go. Life member. I just don't brag about it.
Right.
What's your IQ?
150, 155.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty high.
That's not you.
Wow.
What do you mean?
You would be.
How do you know?
You'd be mid-90s. You'd be mid-90s.
You've got no idea what the score system is based.
You're street smart, but you're not intellectual.
Really? Really? Oh. Can I turn around the other way?
No, he's not looking at me now.
I can't even look at him.
What do you put me at? What would you put me at?
Your IQ, I've already said.
Is it?
It's 70.
You're terrible.
Baseline.
Michelle's on the line. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Who do you want to clown?
Well, the other day before yesterday, I was driving home from work and I saw a guy who was washing his car during the dust storm.
Oh, no. You're calling from Sydney? Yes. All right.
Yeah,
so
That's just ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Usually when you wait for the dust there and then you write, wash me.
Yes, correct.
In the dust. Yeah. Afterwards. It's playing havoc in Sydney.
It's settled down a little bit.
Alan Jones isn't happy about all the dust, though.
He's unhappy.
Oh, broadcast Alan Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's dust in this studio. You know, if it was bloody John Laws or someone, the whole joint would be cleaned out. Oh, there's dust in here. Jesus, it's bloody insufferable. How does this happen? Can't you sense there's dust in here? I can't breathe. Well, there's f***ing dust, and I've got a bloody record here. It's just ridiculous. Oh, f***.
Wow. Not happy.
Oh, one dust storm.
Get it off your chest, Alan.
Jones, he falls apart.
He needs to lie down.
Yeah. Hey, we got a caller, but who was it, Ken?
Oh, yeah, it was Ken who rang up during this week. We were talking about finding a lady friend for me.
Because we've got a short list of...
We have a short list of ladies.
Of ladies.
Yeah, we've got three chicken heiresses.
Three chicken heiresses.
Princess Beatrice. Yes.
Princess Beatrice.
Chappelle Corby.
Samantha Markle.
Samantha Markle. And can I throw someone else in? One of our callers, and I agree with this, Rose Hancock Porteous.
Yes.
And you know
No.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
And this is a little known fact by interviewer once, and she told me this. She used to iron Lang Hancock's underpants.
Oh, then again.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
That's all that will make Mickey happy.
That's a good woman.
And big white undies iron.
And Lang Hancock's underpants would have been like a spinnaker on a Sydney Hobart maxi yacht.
I'm not suggesting yours is the little flappy flag.
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
She'd have to fold mine like a flag. Like a flag folding.
It's a ceremony. You need soldiers to come out.
I need two of them. But to me, that's all I ask. Is that too much?
No, not really.
That's someone to
and
iron.
And Renee.
A little lady at home who irons your underpants.
There's plenty of women out there who will demean themselves to do that. I'm sure.
Is this Ken? Ken called in and he had someone for me.
My neighbour.
Why?
She's in her 50s. She can cook. She can clean. She's got a good set of hooters. And she hasn't been laid for about 10 years.
All right. Okay. All right. No, that's enough. I'm this far away from dumping you. We can't put that to air. No, I went to air. Apologies for that.
How many more shows have we had this year?
Ken know she hasn't been laid for 2 years, by the way?
Ken, no, mate.
It's your wife. That's who you're talking about.
No, mate.
There you go.
Oh.
Anyway, boy. I must get that number off, Ken. You never know. Hey, time to. What are we doing now, Dave?
Yep. Well, we'll take some more calls after the break.
Sure,
let's do it. Still want to get involved. Yeah, 133-53.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Still doing Clown of the Week. It's chockers.
Oh, it is huge.
Absolutely chockers this week.
It seriously is.
Whitney, I'd like to clown Whitney for a fake tan.
She's not happy with you for saying that.
Well,
girls don't like that.
Christmas party tonight, so she's...
There's high excitement in the office because there's a Christmas party going on. Is that for us?
It's for everybody. The staff email went out.
Is it for your rank and file? Is it for the serfs? Is it for the serfs?
No, it's also for our opposition.
Is it for commissioned officers like myself?
Upstairs,
I'm a four-star general here. Do I need it?
No, I don't think you are.
Hanging out with the
riffraff.
I don't think you were you know.
Anyway, Whitney, I came in and was shocked when I saw Whitney. I thought she was jaundiced or something. Had tuberculosis.
Are we allowed to say what you're going as?
Had some kind of.
We're allowed to say it. Do you know she's going as? Because the theme is Las Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
So this is a bit of a long.
It's almost blackface.
No, it's not really. Not really. Well, when you hear this is what she's going as, it's a Vegas theme. So she's going as Rachel Green when she was going to get married from Friends when she was going to Vegas to marry Ross.
That's all a bit convoluted, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is anyone going to get that?
She's holding up a picture of Ross's face so that people will know what it is.
She's telling us
and
to
she's
hurry
straightened
up.
Her hair like Rachel's. Yeah, yeah. She looks gorgeous.
She looks like she's been caught up in a dust storm.
No, she doesn't.
I came in and I went, oh, my God, Whitney, what's jaundiced?
You're not very sensitive. I'm glad you haven't got daughters.
That I'm aware of.
Let me just say that.
Whitney, it's like
girls get very
Trumpian.
No, but girls get very dark tan.
Not Trumpian.
It's the thing. My daughter's tan really brown. They like go double tan. It's the thing.
Now you went and did one, didn't you? What was yours?
What do you mean?
Oh, you got
they
the
sprayed
key.
You all over? Where do you put on some kind of like rotunda?
Yeah.
And they were
that's the one when I go in the machine and nobody sees me nude and I'm happy as
well. So you're like the kebab thing.
And I do the spinning myself. I can turn my body around in front of a shower, spray heads.
Right.
And what happens? They just get sprayed.
Yeah, you just pick the shades you want. Well, not up my clacker.
Jesus Christ.
What? You say everywhere.
What's wrong with this program?
Jeez.
Why are you asking every... Yes, I'm standing in the nude.
Five shows to go.
That's all I'm saying. You want to talk to Steve?
All right. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, stuck on some Monash in traffic.
Oh, you're in traffic.
Who do you want to clown, mate?
Our old mate in the White House in America, mate. He had a few comments to make about himself at his Thanksgiving speech, pat himself on the back for doing such a good job of running the country.
Yes,
you know how the president always pardons a turkey?
Yeah,
well, he should have pardoned himself. I pardon me.
Gobble,
gobble. Well, Steve, I'm on your side. He made a couple of beauties this week. My favourite was when he was standing in a place, where he'd just been to a place called Paradise, which had been rocked by the bushfires in California, and he was trying to get involved and show how sincere he was in his understanding of the situation.
You don't see what's going on until you come here. And what we saw at Pleasure, what a name right now. But what we just saw, we just left Pleasure for Paradise. And what we just saw at Paradise is just, it's just not acceptable.
You've got a team of people following him around, correcting him. Everyone under their breath at Paradise.
It's just too embarrassing.
You can't even get to the bottom of that. Let's take Brad. Brad, what's your, who would you like to clown?
No, it was David Fitzy. I know why they got the mower and hedge trimmer.
Why?
Because they brought their franchise up to buy in Queensland for the Naked Garden.
Starting a nude gardening franchise. Hey,
that would not surprise me. Oh, yes, chance.
Do you
chance.
And Fitzy in the nude doing the gardening.
Oh,
I'd hire that.
There'd be a lot of hair.
Oh,
from the judge of your moustache, I'd say not.
I can't reach the clown button from here.
But you,
thank you.
There would be a lot of hair, but you've got a mower and an ego.
Oh, what about, when I'm going to talk about what was up, anyway.
What do you mean? All right, let's move on.
What are you
doing?
I
don't know.
Well, let's take a break and we'll come back.
All right.
If we've got time, we might talk a bit of Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we've got auction items.
You bet. Do that after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I hate queuing. I really do. It really annoys me.
You've had to do it a couple of times.
I won't bring it up. I won't bring it up anymore.
Really?
No, it's twice on your mind. Warney said that once. I remember reading a book for a while. I've never agreed with someone so furiously. Mm-hmm. He said, the thing he hates most in the world is queuing, and I agree. It's just...
I can't imagine Warney's had to queue a lot lately.
Well, no, that's wrong.
Or you.
Well, bugger legs today. There was one window open at my bank.
Yeah.
And
there was a human being there, was there? I saw a human.
There was one window.
Yeah. And was it Chockers?
It was Chockers. And I've tried to get an uprising going. Oh, this is not good enough. Mm. Next they'll have us out in the streets, am I right?
Are you heckling from the back?
The young fella's right.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And then queuing, the second one was for a postal vote.
Yep.
I don't mind queuing to vote. It's because it is the only thing you need to do.
It's important. So, yeah.
Just vote.
But I was still agitating in the game.
You weren't happy, Jan, when I saw you.
Because there's four guys out the front telling you where to stand. I'm going, why don't one of you guys get inside and open up another booth so my name can get marked off the roster?
You're an ideas man, Mick. Mm. Just like Hugh Hefner was.
That's a comparison I'm happy to wear. We're cut from the same cloth, if that cloth is a smoking jacket.
Well, look, his contents of his massive bedroom is currently on
auction.
Well, look, it looks like the size of a house.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where all the action took place. That's where he would have his three bunnies.
Mm. Seven.
Seven bunnies sitting on the edge of his bed.
Throwing a beach ball to each other.
No, I think sort of helping him, you know, get out of bed because he was so old in the end. He was 91 when he did die.
He had someone pushing his bottom up and down, didn't he?
I think
so. To make love.
That was one of her roles.
After sex, I believe, in that bedroom, oxygen masks used to drop from the ceiling.
That would seem appropriate.
Just being sold from his bedroom, and you'd want to run the luminol over that, wouldn't you?
Well, you'd hope so.
That'd be a bit.
You'd need some of those Dettol wipes.
Yeah, some wipes. That's right.
I would thoroughly recommend. Yeah. One wall is covered with photos of himself with women.
Yeah, well, what's unusual?
Just like
about
your
that?
Room.
That's unusual, okay. Isn't it?
But some of these things, I swear to God, let's put it.
So these are auction items that we can all buy.
Oh. One amongst the lots is an 8-inch-tall vintage painted ceramic ashtray with a female nude.
Hello.
And it's valued between $75 to $150 US. That doesn't seem unreasonable.
That would be good for that post-coital cigarette. You know, after you've made love and then you have the cigarette. It's the only time I smoke these days. I've got a pack-a-day habit.
Have you got a...
Oh, what? A clown?
Don't you bong me.
No, not a clown, eh?
Don't you dong me. Get on with it.
There's also a lamp... Did you say get on? There's a lampshade that is... The leg is a fishnet stocking, one leg, with a lampshade on it.
I think I saw Dave removing one of those from the office earlier today.
But that looks like it's only up for about a couple of $100 too. I swear to God,
Should we buy something for our office?
We're going to go on this auction site.
What if we were going to pick one thing, what would it be?
Well, the captain's hat, the sailor cap.
Oh, I like the captain's hat.
Yeah.
And the smoking jacket.
It's like Gilligan's.
It is the skipper hat. I'm suggesting this is not the only one that Hugh had.
She's cynical.
And I'm suggesting especially that the red smoking jacket.
That would be the one.
I'd hope it wasn't the same.
You'd want to put that on a full rinse. that'd want to go to the dryer.
That might be a bit woofy, that
I
one.
I want to see that to the dry cleaners.
I don't know why he'd want his passport, but you might want his passport. Why would you want Hugh Hefner's passport from 100 years ago?
Right.
Yeah, it was from 2016. He still looks pretty good there.
Hmm.
And here you go, a jukebox. That's what I would get. With all the tracks for the Playboy Mansion already on the
All right,
jukebox.
I like it. We're going to make a choice. Coming up next, though, it's Limo.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
What is going on in this building? It is bedlam out there. There's a Christmas party on tonight. Everyone's dressed up.
There's fake tan. There's feathers.
Feels like the joint's about to get raided.
I like what
Fitzy's
I see.
Fitzy's absconded in a rock patrol with a stolen mower.
And
who's running this show?
We're here holding the fort.
Here we are, chipping away at the coalface as per usual. About to boot it home for another week. We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got a week in review. Our next guest is up to all manner of mischief, but let's start at the top and welcome Lemo. Hey. Yeah.
Guys, you are very lucky I've made it into the studio.
Why is that?
I had to walk past the body of the office and it was tempting to hang
it's
around
unbelievable.
And join the celebration.
It's like a speakeasy out there, isn't it?
It really
it's for
is.
The Vegas theme Christmas party.
Good theme,
it's
by
great
the
excitement.
Mm. I may go.
It's,
why don't you?
Fun.
Are you going?
I might. As old Elvis. there's a few young Elvises out there.
Yeah.
I could be.
Or dead Elvis.
Oh, maybe I'll go as Hugh. Maybe I'll get
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Actually, that's a pretty good idea.
I could see you in a dressing gown wandering through.
You have seen me in a dressing gown wandering through hitting on women. You were there, remember?
It's quite
Gold look, Coast, 96.
Oh, they were the days. I'll tell you what. Hey, now, for me, guys, quickly, I've been doing a bit of stuff around the house today.
Sorry, I just remembered that dream I had last night involved your wife. So all above board.
Do you know we're on air?
All above board.
She is listening, and I'm sure she'd love you to fill in the gaps.
Oh, I will. Just came to me then.
Right,
off you go, Lima.
You have every right to give him a big
It was seriously all above board.
Okay. No, I'm sure they would.
That's just as insulting.
There's no shenanigans.
Maybe the same with Neve insulted her.
Correct.
They were staying in the same house but different rooms. Okay. I don't know why, but I didn't recognise the house.
It's the odd couple. Yeah.
Can you get to the bottom of that?
You two run. I'll launch an investigation into your dream.
All right, what are you
But I was doing some stuff around the house today, but I had to stop. Because I'm looking for a hedge trimmer. Does anyone know where I find?
I can help you out with that, Lima. I'll come around.
Why don't you come around? He's doing a nude gardening operation.
I'm not doing nude gardening.
He does. He's the Gold Coast service.
No, not
nude gardening. Him and Fitzy. Yeah. They get together, they come around to your house.
No one needs to see me, though.
And they put a little show on out there. They like the precision driving team out in your backyard.
Well, if you need a mower or someone to mow it, Fitzy, our boss is happy to do it.
Yeah,
Hey, guys, I've got a few clowns for you, if you don't mind me.
I'd love to see someone else bowling a few clowns. Yeah. Fire away, mate.
I believe you had this on the show during the week. Frankston MP Michael Lamb. Interviewed on Sky News.
One of the most incredible interviews I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Likened it, Jane, to...
Who's on first, what's on second, the Abbott and Costello routine.
He was asked one question.
And he was asked about, he said they were going to privatise the power industry.
A power station.
I had someone hit me up on Twitter today saying it was like my character Jim. Off Utopia.
Right.
I've heard other people mention John Clark. Anyway, let's go back and have a listen to Michael Lamb chatting with Sky News.
The tender process will be building a power station.
A tender process for what? For the government?
The lowest base power, yeah.
So the government, the taxpayer would fund?
No, it's private industry.
But they can do that already?
Well, they haven't.
So what would the government do?
We'll allow them to do it.
But with their own money?
Yes.
But they're allowed to do that now?
Well, they're not though, are they?
Why not?
I don't know.
So, sorry, tended to purchase the power itself?
No, to build the power station.
But you're not building it?
No, the private sector will.
But the private sector can go and build a power station today?
Well, they haven't, though, have they?
So what would you do?
Get the market to determine what the best way forward is.
Okay, with a bit of help from the state, presumably. So a bit of taxpayers' money.
Yes.
Right, because you earlier said it wouldn't be.
Sorry.
Do you know how much? Okay, let's move on.
Oh, man, you couldn't script it.
You could not script that stuff, so well done there.
You really couldn't script it. I'm going to add to the list the commentators at an amateur MMA fight in the UK.
Yeah.
A guy wins the fight, so after he's won, this is where we pick up the commentary. In his celebration, he breaks an ankle on one leg, does his knee on the other during his celebration, and have a listen to how sympathetic the commentators are when he injures himself.
Jack Coulshaw with the knockout! It's just Rocky's Oh, no. It's the knockout that breaks his own ankle. That's how it goes in the fight game. His knee is gone.
Wow.
It's never over till it's over.
That's not very respectful.
He jumped up on the side of the octagon there and did a jump back in.
And broke his ankle.
Yeah, and that's where it all
That happens quite often, doesn't it? When they sort of
if you get taken
off guard. And
if you get into a wormhole on YouTube, you'll find quite a few injuries during sporting celebrations. Another one for the journalist interviewing Renee Lawrence at the airport.
Oh, yes. I'm very interested in this one.
When she arrived home, have a listen. I've picked out two questions.
Okay.
Let's start with this one.
Renee, anything to say to the prison guards back in Indonesia?
Yeah, because they're watching Channel 7 and Channel 9 News. Just waiting for a message from them.
Yeah, they're missing you already.
Right.
Jeez.
And this one.
Do you think you'll miss Indonesia, Renee?
Oh, yeah, take me back there.
Fond memories. Fond memories. I would like to have died there. Well, I nearly did. Yeah. Hey, can you hang about?
Don't, yes.
We're going to keep going through these. We're going to keep dancing.
Limo's with us. More after this. Stick around.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo is with us as well, and thanks to Movember, you can donate for Limo's moustache and raise money for men's health.
And doing a great job, Limo.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
because you never got into it.
I've grown one.
Oh, come on.
Well, look. Well,
my Mo has a slight criminal vibe about it.
Does a bit.
Which may be the reason I received this message on my phone 2 days ago.
Back to me on my department division number 2. 6172-0914. Now if we don't hear from you, we have to issue arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Very polite at the end. Mick, as someone who's slightly more experienced in this area.
Received the same call.
I did too.
No.
Did you get it?
I did it. I did get that call too.
From someone who's been warned by underworld gangsters for real, I can tell the difference between a proper warning
and a robo warning.
So I've got nothing to worry about there?
You got nothing to worry about there.
All right.
Isn't that funny, though, that it was going around 2 days ago?
But I got it a couple of weeks ago, the same call.
Right.
Force of habit.
All right. I did call the number back.
Yeah.
It's engaged.
I reckon that's not a good idea. Because I reckon
I called it from here.
Yeah, it's just said, no, I used your phone.
I didn't use my mobile. Now, onto the big story I want to talk about this week, guys. I was chatting with a good friend of mine this week, and we were reminiscing about the years we lived in London together.
Yeah.
And we were chatting about all sorts of things. And he reminded me something I'd completely forgotten about a girl I dated when I was living in London who, she was 22, I was 25 at the time. She still sucked her thumb, this girl.
Right. What do you mean? Yeah.
She used to suck her thumb.
Can I ask you, is that what attracted you to her in the first place, Limo?
There's just too many levels.
Can I suggest?
My mind's spinning.
May have been part of her wooing ritual.
Is that an act?
Hi, Limo.
And you've forgotten her?
I forgot.
Do you have a number? You're not seeing her, right?
But this is the thing. Have you discovered that some people still suck thumbs?
She would. And I first discovered we were sitting at her house watching a movie on telly. Just sitting on the couch. I turn around. She had a thumb in her mouth. She's sucking her thumb. And I thought it was a joke. I said, oh, you said, and she got all embarrassed. I went, oh, that's weird.
Share.
Anyway, she would, and she did it all the time at home.
Oh, my God.
So in bed, on the couch, whatever. Anyway, true story. Anyway, I've done some research on this. They reckon, experts say, as many as 1 in 10 adults. 1 in 10 adults.
All right. So there's
a thumb suckers.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 of us here.
I'm looking at Dave.
I don't suck my thumb.
Well, they're pointing at James. It could be James.
James.
So, there we go.
Yeah, he'd be a thumb sucker.
But so I'm curious, can we chuck it out there?
Are there any thumb suckers?
And get an adult thumb sucker.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Change your name and we'll change your voice.
Stop in someone, your brother, your sister, your mother, boyfriend.
I want to know, because I'm curious as to whether I dated the only adult thumb sucker in the world. Or whether they're
very curious too.
1-333-5-3.
What'd you break up for over in the Canadas? I mean, that's not a deal breaker. Where are you? What was it?
We were moving in different directions. I met her. We worked. We both worked.
She was heading towards primary school. Yeah.
We worked. We sat opposite each other.
She wasn't recently on tour, was she?
No, not her.
Okay.
Well, if you know one, give us a ring right now. 1-333.
Call now.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Limo with us in studio, by the way. Limo just for last at the Opera House tomorrow night.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. As part of the Just for Laughs festival, get on down there if they're up.
Did you say the Opera House?
Opera House, yeah.
Of course,
you know what you should try.
Of course, Jane.
You're you know so
you should,
posh.
You know what you should try?
Well, what's that?
The Shih Tzu joke.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, can I borrow it?
You can.
You just have to deliver it correctly. That's the only thing we ask.
No, we'll rehearse it off here. It's not that easy.
Is it yours or Eddie McGuire's?
Man, it's nobody's. The Shih Tzu joke is.
It belongs to the world.
It's a comedy firmament.
Right, I'll open with it.
It does. Now, you...
You know what one is, though, no, I'm not going to do it.
Limo, you've brought up a really interesting concept.
Well, I used to date
a
girl...
You sound so surprised.
I am surprised.
I dated
You're surprised.
You're surprised that you brought up an interesting...
No, not that. The subject matter.
Yes, well, I dated a girl 20 years ago who... she was 22 when I was dating her, and she was a thumb sucker. Mm. She used to... She'd sit on the couch, suck a thumb, lay in bed, suck a thumb. She wouldn't suck a thumb at work. I mean, she picked her thumb sucking moments.
She had her standards.
She had her standards.
Would she suck other people's thumbs?
She never sucked my thumb.
Okay.
So, apparently, you have given a bizarre statistic that 1 in 10 people suck their thumbs as adults.
And I find that hard to believe. So, we've thrown it out there. Are there adult thumb suckers out there?
Let's go to Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hey, how you going?
Know any thumb suckers?
I actually, years ago, in 88, I met a girl at Norfolk Island, and
okay. She
was a thumb sucker.
She was a thumb sucker. How old was she about?
She was a thumb sucker from way back.
Yeah. 21.
Yeah.
She'd been sucking her thumb all her life, and I ended up marrying her, you know, like years ago.
Yeah, good on you.
Was she, did she have her thumb in her mouth at her vows? Down the aisle?
Do you take this for one? Your life.
Ian, this is bizarre. Keep going. What happened?
We got married and, she just sucked her thumb all the way through the marriage. But the weird thing is now, I got remarried and my daughter, who is now 13, sucks her thumb.
Oh. Is it your daughter from the first marriage or the second marriage?
No, second marriage.
Second marriage.
Okay, that's weird.
You've picked up some crazy sucking gene.
So, I don't know.
Ian? Thank you for sharing.
You're just tuning in. We're talking about thumbs. Yeah. Thanks, Ian. Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Anna.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. Anna.
Yes.
Do you know a thumb sucker or are you one?
It's me.
It's you.
How old are you? Can I?
I'm 48.
48. And you just never got over it? Was there ever a period in your life where you didn't suck your thumb?
No, never.
And where will you do it? Do you do it in public or do you wait till you're on your own?
Oh, no, come on, no.
Don't be silly.
Don't be an idiot, Nick.
I don't sit on the couch and do it, but I just, you know, I put my phone in my mouth and it's
puts
me to sleep, I guess.
Okay, Anna, that's a self-soothing thing, that's what it sounds like. Donnie?
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, yourself.
Good, Donnie. Do you suck your thumb?
Yes, I do suck my thumb.
Oh. All right. Now, how does that go down with people around you?
Where do you work?
I work at Big Wheels, and I don't know if I do it all the time, but I was having a nap on my lunch break, and I decided to take a photo, and I had my thumb in my mouth.
Okay, there's a couple of things going on here. Do you nap in your lunch break often, Donnie?
Yeah, I'll try to.
Right. And did you confess to your workmates?
I don't drink up anything, if that's what you're getting at.
Okay, Donnie, very interesting. Thank you. No. Let's go to,
No.
All right.
Let's go to Kath.
Hi,
Hello,
guys.
Kath. Tell us about, is it you or someone you know?
No, me. That's me.
Kath,
why
do you
do it, Kath? Why?
Do you hide it away? What happens?
No, not really. It's mostly when I'm on my own or in bed or just sitting relaxing. It's just a comfort thing, I think.
And tell me, Kath, what sort of nick is your thumb in?
That's all right. I've actually put a gold ring on my thumb to actually stop myself doing it.
Now, when you do it, did you do it for so long that your thumb wrinkles up?
Probably did when I was younger, but not now.
Because you know this girl I dated, her thumb that she sucked was definitely a different shape to the other one.
Oh.
It was about three quarters of the
other.
Were you on some kind of
weird, it was a sect website or something. Is this a thing?
Thank you,
by
Kat.
The way, would they, if you put this into the internet, would you get some kind of weird group?
Oh, it doesn't sound like when our switchboard has lit up, there's so many thumb suckers. It's not a fetish.
Oh, it would be.
Sucking a thumb.
They're weirdos, Jane. Bona fide weirdos.
All right, let's try and Ron. Hello, Ron. Are you a weirdo?
Apart from Ron.
Yeah,
I'd
have to be a weirdo.
Mate, you're breaking up. Can you speak in your phone properly, mate? Or take your thumb out of your mouth.
Take your thumb out of your mouth.
How'd I guess that was coming?
Ron, tell us about your thumb-sucking habit.
Well, I wouldn't call it a habit. Just occasionally when I get drunk, I might get caught.
You'd suck it at the pub?
No, God, no. When I get completely
when
blown,
you let your guard down a bit, Ron.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I might just get it honk onto a thumb.
So,
okay, thanks, Ron.
There's no one around. The mood feels right.
All right, we got time for one more.
Five cans in.
Sorry, Liz, it's ridiculous. Liz, what's going on in the world?
Well, Mick's right, they are weirdos.
What's happening? Who do you know, Liz?
One of my best mates. She's 52, Mick, and she still sucks a thumb.
Can you put her on my list of girls I want to date?
Liz. Does she do it all the time, Liz?
No, look, mainly when we're, like when she drifts off, you know, not thinking of stuff, but she puts it in and she does this stupid, like, flick of the top finger. Whenever I see her doing it, I turn around and I just smack it straight out of her mouth. She gets the biggest.
Prize, Dave.
Yeah, you're good mates. What can you share with your good mate? Maybe the...
What do you think? $100 worth of Debordley wines.
Oh, geez. Keep him away from Ron. He'll suck his thumb off with $100 of Debordley wines.
Thank you, Liz. Well
done.
You,
Liz.
Thanks, everyone, for calling. Okay, we've discovered so many different people.
And by the
world.
Way, thank you, Lima. You've been a regular of ours all year. This will be your last appearance for the year, possibly ever.
Oh, no.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
We love it.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Good stuff, mate. And good luck this weekend. Yeah. And your book. You've got a book out, which will be great for Christmas. A stocking stuffer.
That's right. This shirt won't iron itself.
That's right.
All good bookstores.
Do it.
Check that out. Bro. Thanks to Limo.
Thanks, guys. Your new way to drive home.
Kennedy Malloy. So our second last week for the year. So.
It is.
I think that's the first time we've mentioned that to our listeners.
Oh, was that speaking out of school?
Yeah.
Is that going to be a secret?
Because next week is our last week for the year.
We're coming back,
apparently.
We've got some bumper show, are we?
Yes.
All of us?
I am.
Why? I speak to Dave later.
Oh.
Hey, it's been a good year and it's been a good week.
Has been a good
I've
week.
I've enjoyed myself week, our penultimate week for the year. Yep. Let's take a quick look.
A week of irresponsibility on Kennedy Malloy, such as Mick trying to desensitise his boys to blood by showing them...
I put on the UFC.
What, MMA?
I admit, the point at which I turned over, it might have been a bit shocking.
Right.
They were stunned. They went very quiet.
Yeah.
And then later that night, I found them kicking each other in the face.
Oh, my...
But Mick wasn't the only irresponsible parent.
I'll give them swearing time once a week. Every Wednesday for 1 hour, they get to do...
1 hour swearing time?
Now. So my daughter came out a couple of weeks ago and runs into her brother's room and goes, "Oi, stay out of my effing room, you little F."
And caller Sam's parents should have realised he wasn't responsible enough to be left home alone, even though he's 22.
Just on Saturday night, I went to a housewarming and I came back real pissed and I thought I'd cook up some nuggets. I put 24 in the deep fryer and left them in for 12 hours.
Jane was showing no responsibility by partying into the wee hours.
So we are the last ones on the dance floor and the host... Do you think it's a bit of a hint? He's blowing the candles out.
Michael Gadinski wants no responsibility over party hard Mickey.
He doesn't like you.
Really?
Mate, I've been the last to leave a party at his house. And that's no small feat.
All right.
When his wife goes, "You... out."
Yes.
And take Renee Gaia with you.
And producer James will no longer be responsible for making Jane's tea.
Does he know that you have to have boiling water?
No, he didn't. I spoke to him. You know what he did?
What?
He went and he just put it under the warm tap and then he panicked a bit and popped it in the microwave.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm not going mad, am I?
No,
I'm not going mad.
That is a shit cupboard.
Now, neither I nor anyone at this station can be held responsible for anything Lawrence Mooney says.
I was asking for intimacy and my wife said, I don't feel like having sex because I'm still grief-stricken because of the dog.
Oh.
Yep. Dog grief.
Yes.
Dog grief. I've heard it all now.
And yet you were fully recovered.
No, I wasn't recovered.
He was totally humping your leg. in honour of the dog. It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
Although Loz's movie casting is pretty spot on.
Renee Lawrence has got out of Caraboakum.
Yep.
Inevitably, there's going to be a biopic. Who's going to play Renee?
I'll do it. Who would play Chappelle?
Oh, Jane Kennedy as Chappelle.
Or maybe Nick Mercedes. You're more of a Mercedes.
How dare you?
We learnt that Dangerous Dave should not be responsible for the prize cupboard.
It's a hedge trimmer.
Hey, at least with the prizes we were giving away on air, weren't they?
Yes.
There are so many here,
but
right?
That's not the point.
Not as many,
okay.
Not as
they're
many
prizes.
As they used to be.
They're prizes.
They're for lucky listeners. You've said it yourself. Be the third caller through. One lucky listener.
And we gave away so many.
Not some greedy DJ.
It was all above board. There was right. One left over. Hey, I'll take it.
Listen, me think he doth protest too much. Oh, you stole it, Dave.
Ah, no.
Can I have it?
And we're still searching for which producer is responsible for letting Ken on the air.
Who do you think would be ideal suit for me?
My neighbour.
Why?
She's in her 50s. She can cook. She can clean. She's got a good set of hooters. And she hasn't been late for about 10 years. Yeah,
all right. Okay. All right.
Ken, no, mate.
It's your wife. That's who you're talking about.
No, mate.
Yep, when it comes to all care and no responsibility, Kennedy Malloy is the show for you.
This is where the rubber meets the road, people.
Well, yes. At least we've got sort of, we feel a bit rock and rolly with headphones and microphones. We're playing cool music.
Yeah.
You walk past, though, this...
I've got no pants on.
I've got no pants on.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast, kennedymalloy.com.au.
The old podcast, eh? Mm. We had a bit of fun with the podcast this year because we didn't know this. Marshy brought this to our attention.
For people who are visually impaired, also other impairments like hearing or whatever, there's special apps that you can use. And they're very clever. So the sight impaired one is that if you touch a picture, a robot or a will tell you what you're looking at.
It will describe
the image.
A recorded
voice will describe the image.
This is
accurately.
Brought to our attention by one of our blind listeners. I
yes.
The
Scott
name.
Nixon, Scott. His name
Scott.
Is.
Yeah. And thank you, Scott, for bringing this to our attention, who actually
no
said...
No idea this was going on.
Well, he went to the Kennedy Malloy podcast.
Yeah.
And interesting enough, when he touched the photo, which is a picture of Mick and I dressed as Harry and Meghan
that's
in their
right.
bridal outfit,
yep.
There was a description of what it looked like.
This is what he heard.
Podcasts. Kennedy Malloy Catcher, Triple M Network. Profile photo. Two faces. One disgusted, one smiling. Adult. Wedding dress. Very sharp. Kennedy Malloy.
Very sharp. I wonder who's making these, like, it's like a review.
But it's funny doing the one disgusted.
One disgusted, yeah. That was me looking a bit, I would have thought I was looking a bit stern. That's actually my Hello Girls face.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Works well. Was there another follow-up to this?
There was a follow-up. It was, I think, just a photo of you and me, like a file photo dressed normally.
Yeah. Oh,
and if you touched it on the screen, this is what you would hear.
Podcast Kennedy Malloy. Profile picture. Two people. One incredibly handsome man. Must surely be a hit with the ladies and a firecracker in the sack. Next to him a very sour, grumpy woman. Possibly intoxicated.
Mate, you can call them as you see them. Whoever's doing this.
Well, it's artificial intelligence. It's AI.
It's AI.
Yeah, you're both a bit too happy with that, aren't you?
Very good.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Okay, I think next week we should put a picture of Dave up. Let's do it just
for
fun.
Let's do it.
A picture of Dave on our podcast with his porno moustache and his hedge trimmer.
Nah, not sure whether I agree with that. Hey, going to wrap things up for the week right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
That's the type of thing that'll get you in a lot of trouble, Dave.
Okay, that's just between us and the studio walls.
Let me just explain what happened.
No, you don't need to explain anything.
It's at the Christmas party here at our building.
And there's a bus leaving the station so all the staff can get on it at about 6. So we said, let's just have our meeting quickly. Now during the break, so you can go straight out of the building.
No one's concentrating.
So we've all chipped in, and we're all coming up with ideas for our last week. And at the end of the meeting, Dave goes, "Who's the blonde out there?"
And I didn't know it was Sally from the newsroom until she turned around.
Pay attention.
She looks hot.
Not until she dresses up like a...
Don't be surprised when girls look hot. Come on.
Who's the blonde out there? That's all you had. That's the only thing you had to add to the meeting. What is wrong with you?
Oh, it's coming from you.
This is going to be... And how long have you got to dress up as Elvis now? You got to dress up?
I'll nick down to the disabled toilets and pop it on.
Okay.
Oh, lots of room in there, that's all. Is it,
you know, Elvis died on the toilet.
He did too.
So you be
Make
careful
sure
there.
You get out alive.
There's some amazing costumes out there, though. I saw a poker machine
Someone's
before.
Dressed as a poker machine.
That's got to be a winner. But also, Tom and Ollie, nights here at Triple M National, dressed as Siegfried and Roy, which is good.
See, they're probably going to break that themselves on the show immediately.
They're not doing a show tonight.
Spoiler alert.
Why are we doing a show?
Because we do one Monday to Friday. They're not doing one tonight, I'm presuming.
No, they're not on.
No.
Why not?
Because they're just carefree and
happy.
They're
Monday to Thursday. They don't do a Friday night.
You've never known that.
Siegfried and Roy after they got attacked
by a tiger. They've never done a Friday night show. No, not all year.
Oh, who's doing their contract? Can we get a bit of that action?
They're a Monday to Thursday operation.
I've got one RDO left.
Oh, you...
Hey,
don't
five shows left.
You dare. Yeah, five shows to go,
you
mate.
Matty Prison back. I love Matt.
Do
he
you?
He was really good, by the way.
He was good. I've had great feedback.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do an episode of MasterChef next year.
That'll be frightening.
Like a big idiot eating free food.
You're not supposed to finish the plate when you test the food.
I'll lick it.
Hey, I'll tell you, we've got an amazing show next week coming up. We've got Leno and Woodley, Dave O'Neill, Sam Johnson, Dr. Chris Brown.
Mm. You said it twice, Jane.
Dr. Chris Brown, Lawrence Mooney.
I can't believe you didn't get him.
Scott Pape, Hamish Blake, and wait for this, Eric Idle.
What the hell?
Eric Idle's going to be on our final show.
And maybe Jim Jefferies, is that happening or not?
Jim Jefferies, yes, please.
We'll give him a phone call.
I think we might
we'll speech him on the phone.
Combo with Jim Jefferies at some stage.
Is Eric Idle coming in?
Yes.
Yes.
Why didn't you get Dr. Chris Brown to fill in for me? I would have thought he'd be your first cab off the rank.
No, because...
You prefer Matt Preston?
No, because I don't need to have a professional relationship with Dr. Chris.
Is he your type? Hey, what about...
It's been a long year.
I thought Grant Kenny would have got a run.
I don't think Grant's...
Grant Kenny.
I don't think he's a great broadcaster.
Grant...
And he's shit house at Bucks parties. I don't know why. Carl, I won't...
I'll get Carl. I could get Carl to co-host.
Get Carl to come on and apologise to me for getting Grant Kenny.
I think Carl's got other things on
Bucks
his mind.
Party.
He's not worried about you.
Imagine my people. I'm flicking through the women's mags and there's a big picture of Grant Kenny's house.
I tried to hide it from you.
There it is in full swing.
that actually
that was
broke
mine.
Live on air. I was trying to... His pictures of Carl and Grant Kenny. Oh, no, please don't look, Mick. You
Dead
grab
me,
the magazine.
Grant Kenny, you are an average triathlete.
We finished here.
He's an Iron Man.
Have a great Christmas party, SCA.
We will indeed. Hey, we'll see you for another big week of Kennedy Malloy come Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.